Gene Tin.
Russian authorities rarely allow opposition groups to stage public protests these days, but one new organization is making waves by organizing unsanctioned demonstrations. The group is called Other Russia. Its leaders include a former prime minister, a novelist, and the chess master Garry Kasparov. The group says it has the best chances of challenging the Kremlin in presidential elections next year, as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
When thousands of protesters in St. Petersburg staged an unregistered demonstration against the authorities earlier this month, they were met by truncheon-wielding riot police. Police shocked observers by dispersing the crowds and arresting hundreds of people. Still, the rally's organizers called it a success. They say the event showed that ordinary Russians will now come out onto the streets to protest President Vladimir Putin's stifling of dissent. Chess master Garry Kasparov is one of those organizers. He says the protest made an important breakthrough by uniting different age groups and social strata.
Because first time under Putin's rule, it was not a protest against something concrete, raising pensions, higher prices, whatever. It was a protest against the regime.
Opposition groups say the Kremlin's control over elections and influence over the national media has all but shut them out of politics. In regional elections this month, the main pro-Kremlin United Russia Party came in first in 13 out of 14 provinces. But Kasparov says that may be about to change. He's the driving force behind a new coalition called Other Russia, which unites starkly disparate groups, from hardline communists to liberal westernizers. Kasparov says Other Russia's platform isn't based on a narrow ideology, but a common demand for the right to free assembly, free and fair elections, and other provisions of the country's democratic constitution.
It's not just down with Putin. It's an attempt to build this structure which could guarantee that, you know, the most popular party wins. So it's more of restoring the procedures.
The radical National Bolshevik Party is also in the Other Russia coalition. The party's leader, controversial writer Eduard Limonov, says the authorities' violent response to the St. Petersburg demonstration exposed the true nature of Putin's rule.
The governor of St. Petersburg, she used police violence against the youth, the children, the elder people. Regime of Mr. Putin, and it's a kind of a police state, in my opinion. That is an absolute police state.
Other Russia's leaders believe the authorities are worried about what will happen when Putin steps down next March. Even though most believe whoever Putin names as his favored successor will almost certainly win next year's election. Other Russia says it will contest the election. Most believe its most likely candidate in that poll will be another of its leaders, former Prime Minister Mikhail Kasyanov. He spent 4 years in government under Putin, but says he split with the administration because of Putin's reaction to the Beslan school siege in 2004, which Putin used as justification for abolishing the election of regional governors.
I was simply shocked by the reaction of the president. Instead of some kind of condolences, we've seen that that strategy was used as an excuse to launch another project of squeezing political rights and changing the whole electoral system.
Garry Kasparov admits Other Russia has almost no chance of winning the presidency next year. But he believes the Kremlin's ruling elite may splinter after Putin steps down, opening the way for an opposition challenge. Other Russia's leaders say their protest in St. Petersburg earlier this month has already encouraged them to press ahead. They've announced they're holding another rally, this time right under President Putin's nose in Moscow, on April 14th. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.